Today is January 23rd, 2023. Current Bitcoin price is $22,940.
Welcome to the BitByte podcast, your source for news and information about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency space. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not financial advice.
What's going on, Rick?
Oh, not much. Just another kind of dreary Monday.
You know, it's so uncommon for us to have this many days back to back to back of cloudy skies, and it's causing me to get a little seasonal depression, you know?
I know.
It's making me sad inside. Sad inside.
I start listening to grunge music and drinking some super black coffee.
Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna create Starbucks in New Mexico. It's a good way to go. And you got to go out to sunny Florida, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's only kind of sunny, but the weather is great.
Only kind of sunny. Was it cloudy over there?
No, it wasn't super. Well, one of the days was kind of cloudy, but you know, it's still the sun's going down at, you know, 5:30 or whatever. So it just, you know, the nights are still pretty long, but you know, when that high only gets to like 80-ish, that's pretty awesome.
No, that is pretty awesome. That is not bad at all.
Yes.
And then, yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to have to plan a trip to Disney World or Universal Studios there in January because the weather was about perfect. And the 100 degrees, I've done it during the July with 100 degrees and basically 100% humidity. Yeah. I'll pass on that.
No, that's just, you feel like you're just walking around in like a gym towel that's been soaking, you know, it's nasty.
Exactly.
It's nasty. The funny thing about humidity, and I know we've probably mentioned this before on the podcast, like, I mean, it amplifies weather so incredibly much. Like if you've got a cold day, humidity is going to make it super cold. And then if you got a hot day, humidity is just going to make it nasty. Nasty, nasty. So last time we recorded, we talked about Bitcoin, and I want to say we're around the $21,000 mark. Were we there, or were we at 20?
We were pretty much at 21,000, if I remember correct.
Yeah, and then since then we've seen it go up to basically 23.3. It looks like it's been the high. I was so tempted last night to take some of what I have on an exchange and cashed out to a stable coin just because I was expecting it to dump today. Once the market came online, I was expecting it to dump. And I was like, you know, I'm going to sell off and then I'm going to buy back in cheaper. Right. Luckily I did not do that. I was like, well, then I've got to be the contrarian. Cause if I'm feeling like it's going to drop, that means probably most people think it's going to drop and it's probably going to do the opposite. And actually it's just kind of stayed stable. So, I mean, we've bounced around, but we've stayed within that $22,000 range ever since pretty much Friday. It held through the weekend because weekend price action is always kind of crazy. I never trust it. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think it's moved up and it's stayed up. Do you think this is a long-term signal or you think it's just a blip in the radar?
So, I mean, there's obviously within the market as a whole, I mean, I think there's a few different things to look at, right? Like from one angle, like part of me wants to say this is kind of assumed is going to happen. Like I think we talked about it last time. I think we need to start to see, what was it, like $6,000 increases quarterly? Is that what it was? Or $3,000 increases quarter or monthly? To get us back to close to the $60,000 range before year end, or at least to get us there by March of 2024 for the halving.
Yeah.
Because that's typical for the bull cycle is that we would see those types of increases because we can't consider it to be back in a bull run. I mean, we can say we're in a bull run, but I mean, until we break new all-time highs again, that's really where it kind of goes back, right? So, I mean, we've got to get back up to that level to hit that. With the halving coming, you know, in a little bit over a year, I would expect us to start to see the increase. Now, having said that, that's only within the Bitcoin market itself, right? I mean, Bitcoin is the small world within the larger economic world. Right. So, I mean, when we look at the large economic world, we're still in chaos, right?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, I have no faith in that doing well.
And I don't necessarily either. And I think that's where I get kind of confused with everything that's going on, because part of me is like, well, looking at the Bitcoin market and just looking at the Bitcoin cycles on their own, yes, I believe that we should start seeing a fairly normal kind of like a level steady kind of rise throughout the rest of this year. Looking at the whole economic spectrum for the year, for the whole global world, from the macroeconomic perspective, I'm still terrified. However, having said that too, the Federal Reserve has discussed that they're only going to raise interest rates to 5% max for 2023. We're already at 4.25%. That gives us only 75 basis points to go up for the remainder of this year. We're supposed to get our first announcement of what the interest rate hike is going to be in February 1st. January 31st, February 1st, FOMC meeting. It basically, with that kind of mentality going on, I think your mainstream investors they're getting their appetite for risk is starting to come back. Because they know that there's going to be basically a peak. Now, that's if everything holds true, right? This could, and I mean, if that does hold true, then yes, I would expect us to kind of continue to play out as what we kind of expected going into a regular halving cycle, just with increased interest rates on the back end. Will that hamper like how our market actually rises within the Bitcoin market? I don't know. But I mean, as long as everything goes good on that front, I think that that's where we can kind of continue to see that green light to keep on going. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I feel like I just rambled for a long time.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, if things play out like the Fed is planning to, then yeah, we're going to hold steady on the price, maybe increase a bit for the halving.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got to get back to that $60,000 mark, or at least, you know, close to that $69,000, nice, area. Nice. We got to get back there.
Yeah, I just don't see us getting to $69,000 anytime soon. But for me, I mean, what did we start the price at for, you know, January 1? What was the price?
January 1, let me go back a little bit here. January 1, we're at $16,545.
That's actually a pretty good gain for January.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, I would expect us to kind of hang out at this level. Maybe we'll start to see a little bit higher than that. But January 1, 16,000. So that's where, I mean, that type of moves within Bitcoin is not unheard of, right? It's just the broader macroeconomic space is the weird gel.
Yep.
That holds it together. So, I mean, if all things were as they were before, you know, I mean, basically we're about to begin a new bull cycle. That would make sense that we should start to make those moves up. As to whether or not we're going to trip and fall on the way, I don't know. It's weird to me that, I mean, that, I guess the appetite for risk within the broader macroeconomic spectrum is starting to increase, even though we're still going to get interest rate hikes. But I think it's because they've said there's going to be a ceiling, and it's only 75 basis points from where we're at currently. I think that could be what's giving them that hope. I mean, there's like, okay, well, there's your top. Not going higher. Jerome Powell said, so there you go.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see how this plays out.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I said, by no means am I saying like, it's hard. Like if we were having the same discussion and we didn't have this inflationary market and we didn't have the, you know, the horrible 19 that took place and all this other stuff, like totally we would be like just bullish as could be about Bitcoin right now, because, and who knows where we would have topped out at in the last market run. I mean, I would assume it would be somewhat similar, but at this point now, that's where the question is. I mean, because we did see a lot of firsts, right, that we've talked about on this podcast. We did see a lot of things that we never thought would happen before. Like, normally we never fall below the previous bull market high in a way, or like whatever that previous high was, where it was 17,000 previously. We're like, well, that's the bottom. We can't fall below that. We did. Wasn't yep. much below it, but we still went below it. There was a lot of those types of things. But then at the same time, we're seeing, you know, hash rate at all-time highs still. Even though we get all this announcement of mining companies going bankrupt, those types of things. So, I mean, and at the end of the day, we're still dealing with a very limited asset. 21 million. And when that halving right. comes, it's going to get reduced even further, you know, at least to the inflation rate of it. So, anyways, but I did have three articles that I wanted to kind of just talk about, kind of going back into some some news that's been going on. Nothing too crazy, but we did have FTX. This happened 5 days ago. FTX discovered $5.5 billion in liquid assets that they had just lying around, I suppose.
Yep.
They're exploring.
You know, I just misplaced $5 billion.
Yeah, you know, and liquid assets. Like, that tells me that's cash, right? Or, I mean, in some sort of cash. It's not like yeah. stocks or anything like that. Am I wrong? Is that what liquid assets are?
Basically, I mean, I think certain stocks you could probably get out of positions, but $5 billion probably needs to be cash.
I'm like, huh. So, and then it makes you wonder too, like some of that news cycle that we were getting. I mean, and any more with the news, and I think this is true of pop culture, mainstream news, media, all that stuff. They want to like get that hornet's nest beat on as much as possible. I'm almost tinfoil hat time. I'm saying that's part of their marketing schemes, is to come up with controversies, even if there really may not be one that exists.
They're just trolling us, is what you're saying.
Yeah, in a way, I think that it's, and I'm not saying that FTX wasn't a troll, because I'm sure there are people out there that have lost lots of money that are very sad about that. But, you know, I just, how do you have $5.5 billion just, we lost it. Oh, and, you know, 2 months later, now that that's kind of gone away, they're like, oh, well, we found $5.5 billion. Like, I mean, that should at least give some hope to people, as long as, you know, the Federal Trade Commission doesn't start being like, oh, well, we're going to take that money. That belongs to us while we go through your case. So, next one that I had brought up here was China last year did a big ban on crypto, right? Like, there was a big migration that took place where all the Bitcoin miners came out of China, moved into the United States, and we were able to reassess basically where the mining hubs were at. Like, Bitcoin, almost like the hash rate fell to new all-time lows, all this other stuff, the market stayed secured the whole time. But then, like, a new wave of miners came online all across the globe. And now we're getting like higher hash rates than what we ever had before.
And yeah, it's kind of interesting. We're reaching all-time highs after China banned mining.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead.
So now Hong Kong is reaffirming their commitment to become a regional crypto hub. So Hong Kong has reaffirmed its commitment to become a regional crypto hub following the collapse of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. As certain crypto exchanges collapsed one after another, Hong Kong became a quality standing point for digital asset corporations, said a top government official. So Hong Kong apparently is still embracing Bitcoin. I don't think they're embracing like the whole swath of cryptocurrencies that are out there, but that's still kind of interesting that that whole region is still kind of they're not quite out of the waters yet. I think we keep on seeing the same thing in Indonesia. I think Indonesia keeps on saying that they're banning Bitcoin, and they've not banned it yet.
They just keep saying something?
Yeah. Yeah, they just like keep on stoking the fires, like, oh, we're going to ban it. And it's like, well, you banned it like 10 times already. China did the same thing. It was like every 6 months they were like, we're going to ban it. And they would tank the price when it was, when it, all the mining was in China. Right.
Right.
So I don't know. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then kind of going back to what we were talking about earlier, economist, and I'm going to butcher his name and I don't mean to, I apologize if you're listening and I doubt you are, but economist Mohamed El Arian predicts sticky inflation despite Federal Reserve's efforts to bring it down. So basically, we had the inflation hit 6.5, which I know neither one of us really necessarily agree with for December. What this guy's basically saying is that 5% is going to become the new 2% for the Federal Reserve to hit for inflation. And the main reason being is because he thinks what's going to happen is it's going to be change due to the mounting wage pressures. Like, we're starting to see this already where, like, minimum wage, I want to say in New Mexico, is going up to, what is it, $12 or something like that, $12 an hour?
Right.
So we're starting to see where wages are going to just be increased to match the new rates or, you know, whatever the new inflation rate is. Because considering, I mean, if it is that, like, if we're paying people $12 an hour, then obviously things are going to have to cost more. I don't see it going back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, but then that brings up an interesting question, too. If that goes that way, then, you know, we had talked, I think, towards the end of last year, even talking about the real estate markets and how they'll tank and all that other stuff, which may still happen, but that means the home prices would have to continue to stay higher, right?
Generally speaking, yeah.
I mean, you would have your people, like, it would be almost like your parents or your grandparents buying homes again when they're buying, you know, $30,000 home, and now it's worth, you know, $350,000 or something like that along those lines, right?
Right.
Then we'd have to be seeing the same thing again, where this inflation is going to kick in. Everything, all those assets are just going to stay higher in price.
Yeah, even with the rising interest rates. Yep. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just everybody's going to get paid more. And I don't know if that's true or not. Like, I wonder about that, you know, and part of me, like, from our standpoint, because we've already purchased homes, those types of things, it's great for us. It's bad for your kids.
Yep.
Because what happens then is, well, yeah, like, we buy a home. Now it's worth, you know, double what it was when we purchased it. So we're still making a payment on a, you know, a basically at a 50% discount from what it's currently worth compared to if somebody else buys it now. But, I mean, yeah. I guess that's a continuation of kicking that can down the road, right? Like, they're just, oh, well, we just inflated the price of everything. So.
Yeah. Like, most kids today, they need to have, like, you know, 300 grand to buy a house, like, today. Otherwise, it's going to be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really, like, if it's, well, in our areas, if you look, think about it, like, in California, you would want to have at least, like, $2 million to buy a three-bedroom, 1,800-square-foot home. You know?
Yep.
Whereas, like, in our area, you know, $300,000 would probably get you what would have been, like, a $150,000 home. Maybe not quite like that. But, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. No, I see what you're saying. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that was, like, $30,000, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if that's going to be the way that everything just kind of levels out with this whole thing. I mean, obviously, we haven't seen the end of whatever this is going to be. But there's still a lot of things going on. You know, we still have tensions in Eastern Europe that are taking place. China, you had sent me a video on China the other day that I thought was very interesting. So, I don't know. I mean, I kept on fearing, like, you know, China invading Taiwan. I don't know if that's going to happen. There's a lot of things that are, it seemed like last year, Russia and China were setting up to do some crazy, like, plays against the world, right? Or against the current world order. And I just don't know if those are going to continue to play out or if they've lost their appetite for that.
You know, that's the thing. Russian currency has been doing well, but how well is Russia really doing in Ukraine?
like the war wise?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't trust any information that I'm getting. No. I mean, it's all just conflicting.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, I mean, considering that the war is still going on, I think we're approaching almost a 1 year mark, right? Or it will be in March. Is that when it was that it started?
Yeah, it started in March.
You would assume if it was going as well as, I would say, Russia would portray it to be going. Although I've heard some crazy stuff out of Russia, though, too, right? Like, I think that one guy was talking about how they were saying that they're fighting gay demons in Ukraine. Yeah, I don't know. I am not sure. So, I mean, that really is going to come down to, that's going to be the big game, whatever is happening in the world still.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's just so weird. Everything in this world is so weird. It's hard to just grasp what's happening. It feels like everything's, we're just looking at funhouse mirror versions of everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you got the FBI turning Biden basically in, which, I mean, maybe they're starting to make that bid now because 2024 is going to be our election, right? Maybe they're starting to make that bid like, look, you're not going to be able to run again. Like, the Dems are just saying no. Even if they're not going to replace him, you know what I'm saying?
Or they're going to replace him. I 100% agree with you. I think he really, in his mind, whatever state that mind is, he really thinks he's going to run for re-election in 2024. And there's some people behind the scenes that really run the show saying, hold your horses there, buddy.
Yeah. Yep.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse. It's like been 2 weeks of, you know, the scandal started and they just keep adding layers to this. And the media is. Mm-hmm. So it's just fascinating to watch them turn on their heels on him. This, it's I don't know, fascinating.
Have you been paying attention to all the Twitter documents or whatever at all?
Yes, I've been paying attention. Well, fairly paying attention. There's so much. I mean, it's been in so many parts, and all the revelations are things that, you know, we kind of suspected but didn't have proof of. And now that we have proof, it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but. I just think it's amazing that Elon owns the company and that he's allowing a lot of this stuff to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I better get my BitBite Pod 2 account going here soon.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I think that's pretty much all I've got today. I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to bring up.
No, just kind of interesting times. Price is going up. We'll see if it remains high. I still think long-term prices are going to crash all around when everything else crashes. It's just, I think it's going to be a potential safe haven along with gold, potentially, depending on how bad things get. So,
yeah.
But not financial advice.
No, I think store value for sure. I mean, I always recommend buying Bitcoin and gold, physical gold. Don't buy bear bonds. Not financial advice, like you said, but anyways. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully we'll have another episode coming up probably the middle of next week. Maybe we'll record another one later on this week. It depends on what's going on in the world, if anything boils out. So we'll see what happens.
Ready. Peace out, guys.
Thanks for listening. Bye.